Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator. And today we're featuring teams from South Haven. It was supposed to be South Haven-Cassopolis for this round of Academic Challenge. Cassopolis wasn't able to make it. So we've divided the South Haven team into two teams, Team 1 and Team 2. And it'll be a good practice competition for South Haven because Cassopolis isn't able to make it tonight. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge is sponsored by our good friends at Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance, your local AAA insurance agent, and South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Well, we get to meet the teams, both of Team 1 and Team 2 are both from South Haven, so we're going to meet the players tonight then, I guess I should say. We'll start to my left and introduce yourself, tell me what grade you're in, and what's your favorite subject in school. Get nice and close to that microphone, please.
I'm Joe Nelson. I'm a senior at South Haven. And my favorite subject would be science.
Science. Very nice.
My name is Peter Philbrant. I'm a senior from South Haven, and my favorite subject is probably science.
Good. Nice and close to that microphone. Next.
My name is Marnie Frost. I'm a senior at South Haven, and my favorite subject is probably English.
I'm Ellie Frost. I'm a sophomore at South Haven, and my favorite subject is math.
I'm Kate Frost. I'm a senior at South Haven, and my favorite subject is also science.
Very nice. Does that surprise you, Bill?
No, it doesn't.
Not at all, huh? Yeah.
So,
well, here are some of the basic rules. For those of you that have participated before, you'll know these, but if you haven't, during the first and second halves, we will announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button to buzz in, please wait for me to recognize you so that the people listening know who it is that I'm calling on. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime, and I'll explain that in a couple of minutes. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson. I'm your scorekeeper and judge and moderator and chief cook and bottle washer. And normally Bill Klein is in here as the question reader, but we've gone all the way to the top. And to get our question reader for tonight, proud to introduce Mr. Bill Crowder from Signature Dealer Group here. And how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. Now, this is quite an honor.
It is. And I don't want to take up too much time here, but you did, back when it was called Quiz Bowl years ago, you sat on the other side of this table. You were a student participant about 50 years ago, wasn't it? No, not quite that long ago.
You're funny.
Yeah.
No, but it was close.
It was. So, but welcome. Glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this is fun. So, well, students, are you ready? I think we're ready to have some fun and challenge your academic skills and go from there. We're going to begin. Make sure that you are nice and close to those microphones. Get your fingers on the buzzer. And we'll go with Team 1 and Team 2 tonight of Academic Challenge with the team from South Haven. So, Bill, is there a setup, or let's begin with the first question.
All right. The first question for 5 points. What century saw Queen Anne's War and King George's War fought?
We have Peter from Team 1.
The 17th century.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Team 2, I'll give you 5 seconds if you want to buzz in.
The 18th.
Kate from Team 2.
The 18th century.
That is correct.
For 5 points, good.
This question for 5 points. In the 1800s, if an American farmer grew a grain crop such as corn or wheat, where would he take it to be ground into corn, meal, or flour?
Again, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Peter, Team 1?
A mill.
Correct.
A mill for 5 points. Good.
This question for 10 points. Define and spell megalomaniac.
Megalomaniac? I have a hard time even saying that.
Me too.
Define and spell megalomaniac. All right. Who wants to give it a shot? Time's up. Okay, define it and spell it, Bill.
All right, an answer is someone who has delusions of wealth, grandeur, and power, or someone who tends to exaggerate.
Okay, now some of them wrote down how they thought they were going to spell it. So who wrote it down? Did you? Okay. So Ellie wrote it down, Peter. Joe, did you write it down too? Okay. Spell it for us.
Megalomaniac.
Anybody have it right? No. So, Peter, you should have buzzed in, but you couldn't define it, right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Define it.
Always take a guess.
Always take a guess, exactly. Yeah. So.
All right, the next question for 5 points. It's properly a non-domesticated ferret, but American popular usage has equated it with a skunk. What is this seven-letter, two-syllable noun? A polecat.
A polecat. Oh. All right, next question.
Next question for 10 points. What causes waterfalls to form?
Somebody left the faucet on too long, maybe? Is that? Nope? Okay. Anybody?
An abrupt change in the level of a river's channel.
All right.
Next question for 10 points. Of Stalin, Lenin, Bulganin, and Trotsky, which was editor of Pravda before the Russian Revolution?
Marnie from Team 2.
Stalin.
Incorrect.
The Team 1, I'll give you a couple of seconds to take a chance. Peter?
Trotsky.
Incorrect. The answer is Lenin.
Lenin. All right. Next question.
Next question for 5 points. Name the three oceans which surround Antarctica, popularly called the Antarctic Ocean.
Kate is writing down. She's writing down. Time's almost up. Okay, Peter from Team 1.
The Indian, the Atlantic, and the Pacific.
That is correct.
Indian, Atlantic, and Pacific for 5 points, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Next question for 10 points. Name the only man to have been elected twice to the office of vice president and twice to the office of president.
Okay, Peter from Team 1.
Cleveland.
Incorrect.
Team 2, you want to take a guess? Nobody? Time's up.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, yeah.
The next question for 5 points. What type of democracy exists when elected legislators speak for the people in making laws?
Joe from Team 1.
Representative democracy.
That is correct.
For 5 points, good.
Next question for 10 points. Males of this fish species, named for a land animal, carry eggs in abdominal pouches in which the young hatch and develop. Can you name it?
Peter, Team 1.
A seahorse.
That is correct.
Seahorse. Good, for 10 points.
Next question for 5 points. In the South after the Civil War, what was the only system by which most poor whites and blacks could afford to farm?
Marnie from Team 2.
Tenant farming?
Incorrect.
Tenant farming. Team 1, anybody? Joe?
Subsistent farming?
No.
No?
And the correct answer is sharecropping.
Sharecropping. And you're all going, oh, I knew that, right? Yeah. All right. Next question.
For 5 points, considering only whole degrees, subtract the smallest possible acute angle from the largest possible obtuse angle.
Say that one more time, Bill.
Considering only whole degrees, subtract the smallest possible acute angle from the largest possible obtuse angle.
Joe from Team 1. Nice and close to that mic, please.
178.
That is correct.
That is correct. 5 points. Good. Last question, Bill.
This question for 10 points. When T.S. Eliot wrote the line, "I do not find the hanged man in the wasteland," he was alluding to what deck of cards?
Boy, you brought the tough questions, didn't you, today? Wow. Bill wrote all of these, by the way, so blame him.
Not quite. I'm kidding.
Time's up. Answer would be?
All right. Tear it. Tarot cards.
Tarot cards. Okay, good. All right, well, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round after this, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, along with Bill Crowder here from Signature Dealer Group. At the end of the first half, our score is between, interesting, Cassopolis couldn't make it tonight, so we've got, both teams are from South Haven tonight, so we have Team 1 and Team 2 from South Haven. So the score is Team 1, 30, Team 2, 5. All right, now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We're going to put 60 seconds on the timer to answer as many questions as you can in the 60 seconds. Each one of the questions is worth 10 points. And there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 questions within that 60 seconds. You are encouraged to consult with one another out loud. You don't have to whisper, but the answers have to come from the team captain. So after the 1 minute is up, then the opposing team will have 60 seconds to answer any questions that you were unable to answer to try to steal some points away from you. And then we'll switch, and they'll get to answer, the other team will get to answer 10 questions and so on and so forth. So Team 2, you are trailing at the moment, and you have first choice of these categories. First, who's your team captain? Ellie, going to be the team captain. Here's the three categories to choose from. We have place, first name basis, and four-letter word. So, Ellie, what's your team on Team 2? What's your choice for tonight?
Four-letter words.
Four-letter words. So, Bill, we've got four-letter words. Is there any setup, or we just go straight into this?
The setup is identify these small things.
You don't have to buzz in. We'll put 60 seconds on the timer, and the time will begin as soon as Bill finishes reading that first question.
A small horse.
Pony.
Correct. Small branch.
Twig.
Twig.
Correct. Small pie.
Pass.
Small quantity of liquid.
Cup.
Pass.
Small lake.
Pond.
Correct. Small head coverings.
Pass.
Small barrels.
Say that one more time, Bill.
Small barrels.
Barrels.
Pass.
Small bottle.
Pass.
Small squirrel. I'm sorry, small quarrel.
Quarrel.
Pass.
Small beds.
Twin.
Incorrect. That's all 10.
And that's all 10. All right. So that means you got three correct. So there are seven that Team 1 from the South Haven team get to answer. So we're going to put 60 seconds back on the clock. And Team 1, which is Joe and Peter, you're going to get 60 seconds to answer the seven remaining questions. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. You guys ready? And who's your team captain? Peter? Okay, good. All right. Here we
all
go,
right.
Bill.
Small pie.
A tart?
Correct. Small quantity of liquid?
Oh, drop?
Correct. Small head coverings?
Hats.
I'd refer to the judge on that. Small barrels?
barrels. Pass.
Pass, what's the answer on that one?
Kegs.
Kegs, okay.
Okay. Small quarrel?
Sure. Skiff?
Incorrect. The answer is spat. Small bottle.
Small bottle.
A small bottle.
Pass.
Vial.
Vial?
Oh. Small beds.
Bed.
Time's up.
Answer's cots.
Cots on that one.
Refer to the judge. They gave the answer of small head coverings as hats. The answer was caps or tams.
And I think a hat and a cap would be the same thing. So I'll give you the okay. points on that one. So 3 points each for each of the teams. So now we're going to turn the tables and let Team 1 from South Haven choose from the remaining two categories, which we have.
Place and first name basis.
Place and first name basis. So, Peter, you're the team captain.
Place.
Pull that mic just a little bit closer for me so I can hear you better.
What place.
Place. Place it is. Bill, are you set to go, sir?
I'm ready.
And, Lewis, we have 60 seconds on the clock, and the 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that. Any setup on this one?
No setup.
Okay. After he finishes that first question, the 60 seconds will begin.
In 1820, Nathaniel Palmer became the first man to lay eyes on what continent?
Antarctica.
Correct. Most holes are empty, but Jackson Hole is filled with wildlife in what western state?
Wyoming.
Correct. Name the huge lake which forms much of the southern border of Uganda.
Victoria.
Correct. Which Scandinavian country has no shores on the Baltic Sea?
Norway.
Correct. Which state touches both Nebraska and Arizona?
Colorado.
Correct. When Alaska and Hawaii became states, a spot in South Dakota became what?
The center of America.
Correct. What continent gets the most average amount of rainfall per square mile?
Oh, South America.
Correct. What province lies on the northeastern border of Maine?
Go ahead.
New Brunswick.
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay. So that's eight in my book, right?
That is correct.
That's very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, team two. So that means there's two questions that they didn't get time to answer that we'll throw, which gives you the opportunity to pick up 20 points then. So we'll put, I guess we won't need the 60 seconds, but we'll put it on the clock anyway. So that gives you a little time to think. And if you're ready to go, here we go with the second half of, I guess, the 60-second round. Here we go.
All right.
All right.
Death Valley National Park is found in California and what other state?
Arizona.
Incorrect.
And that is?
The answer is Nevada. Oh. What is the capital of Western Australia?
Talk it out. Almost out of time.
Yeah, just Sydney.
Incorrect. The answer is Perth.
Perth. All right. So let's see here. So we'll come back, and that ends the 60-second round, and we'll come back and check the scores and conclude the game here next, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We have two teams from South Haven competing with us this time around, and at the end of the 60-second round, it's Team 1 at 145, Team 2 at 35. It's now time to find out what's happening at South Haven Schools. We're going to come over to Peter from South from Team 1. Nice and close to that microphone. Closer than that. Closer than that. There you go. Tell us all the great things happening at South Haven.
All right. We'd like to wish good luck to the South Haven Girls Swim Team, who will be competing at the MHSAA State Finals. Special congratulations to Ellie Frost for breaking the school record in the 100-yard butterfly event, which previously stood for 25 years. And then congratulations to the South Haven Robotics Team, 4855, who made it to the finals at the Fair State Robo Day and made it to the quarterfinals at the Grand Rapids All-Girls Competition. We would like everyone to join us this fall for our fall play at Listiac Auditorium titled Northwoods Nonsense, a comedy set in Moose Bottom Lake, Maine. And then we would like to thank Signature Dealer Group, WSJM, and all of our sponsors for allowing Academic Challenge the opportunity to compete.
Well, it's an honor to have you guys here as well.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so we are ready to begin the second half of Academic Challenge. We have two teams from South Haven competing today. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson, along with Bill Crowder, sitting in for Bill Klein. Bill is the general manager here at Signature Dealer Group. And thanks again for filling in for Bill Klein tonight.
This is
Bill.
Fun.
Yeah,
I like
this
it.
This is great. Yeah, you're doing a great job. So let's begin the second half. Teams, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yep, get your hands on your buzzers, and we are ready to begin, Bill. Anytime you're ready, here we go.
All right. This question for 5 points. Of Lepidoptera, Hymenoptera, Coleoptera, and Orthoptera, which are most likely to be collected and mounted on the wall?
Two. Ellie from Team 2.
Coleoptera.
Incorrect.
Team 1, I'll give you 5 seconds to try. Oh. Peter, Team 1.
Orthodoptera.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Lepidoptera.
Yeah, say that one 3 times fast.
Yeah,
right?
You can thank Bill Klein for that question. By the way, that's moth and butterflies for those of you at home wondering what that is.
I was. I don't know about you guys. All right, next question.
For 5 points, you have just finished putting together a gasoline-powered helicopter model. You followed the instructions to the letter. Most of these were probably written using what grammatical mood?
Peter, Team 1?
Commands.
Commands. Incorrect. Incorrect. Team 2? Anybody want to give it a try? Ellie, Team 2?
Instructional.
Close, but the correct answer is imperative.
All right. Next question.
For 5 points, the density of mercury is 13.6 grams per cubic centimeter. How much would 400 cc's of mercury weigh?
Say that once more.
The density of mercury is 13.6 grams per cc. How much would 400 cc's of mercury weigh?
It's kind of a math question, so we'll I had you read it twice. Normally, we give you two. Have you read it twice if it's a math question? Anybody want to give it a try? All right, time's up. So, what would it be?
5,440 grams.
Anybody close? No? All right.
All right.
Okay, next question.
Next question for 10 points.
That one last one was a five-pointer?
Question.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you could have. Yeah. That one should have been worth more than that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go for 10 points.
This question. Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Who said, "What you would not have," excuse me, who said this? "What you would not have others do unto you, do not unto them."
Peter, Team 1?
James.
James?
Incorrect.
Team 2, anybody? Nope. All right. The answer would be?
Confucius.
Confucius.
And it's Confucius.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
You brought the tough questions tonight, Bill.
Listen,
come on.
Bill put me together.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, for 10 points. The length of the diagonal of a square is equal to 8 times the square root of 2 feet. The length of any side of this square is equal to how many feet?
Say that once more.
Okay.
Yeah.
The length of the diagonal of a square is equal to 8 times the square root of 2 feet. The length of any side of this square is equal to how many feet?
I think Joe's got it from Team 1. He's trying over there. I can see that he's wore that pencil down to a nub, I think. Time's up.
The answer is 8 feet.
Anybody close?
Close.
Anybody? Nope. All right. Wow.
Next question for 10 points.
You're making my brain hurt, Bill.
The edible immature pod of the kidney bean is called what?
Marnie from Team 2.
Seed.
Incorrect.
Seed. Team 1. Anybody? Time's up.
Correct answer is green beans, string beans, or snap peas.
All right, next question.
This question for 10 points. What is an aviatrix?
Peter knows it. There he goes. Peter, Team 1.
Someone who does airplane tricks.
Someone who does airplane tricks.
No.
No? All right. Team 2.
Could be, though.
Could be. I was going to say flight attendant, but no, I'm just kidding. Time's up. The answer?
A female aviator.
Ah, see, I was close. All right. Next question.
Next question for 10 points. In the past few years, with the budget dilemmas in Congress, we've heard more and more discussions of privatization. Describe privatization.
Get off my lawn? No? Right in on the buzzer, Kate from Team 2.
Government-funded businesses are becoming privately, individually owned.
I think that works.
You take that
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay, and that one was for 10 points. Nice job. All right, right on the buzzer.
All right.
Next question.
For 10 points, between Sudan and Somalia lies what nation?
Peter, Team 1.
Ethiopia.
Correct.
For 10 points, good.
This question for 5 points. In this remote part of the earth, nature seems determined to have a bit of play. She makes a monstrous animal as tall as a grenadier with a head of a rabbit, a tail as big as a bedpost. This is the description by Sidney Smith around 1800 of what Australian creature?
Ellie from Team 2.
A kangaroo.
Correct.
Kangaroo for 5 points. Nice.
Next question for 5 points.
Okay.
The playing area consists of two pegs 8 inches high and spaced 38 and a half feet apart.
Yep, math question here, so start again so
okay.
they can maybe write some of this down for you. Go ahead.
The playing area consists of two pegs 8 inches high and spaced 38 and a half feet apart. Points are scored in increments of 1, 3, or 5. Name the game.
Okay. So not quite a math question, but kind of a math question. Anybody need to hear it again, or are we okay? I'm getting a no. Okay. Time's up. And it is?
Horseshoes.
Joe had it.
I knew it. I can see it.
Bill, this will be the last question.
For 15 points.
And it's a tough one. 15 points.
Pierre Laplace suggested in 1796 that the material from which the solar system was formed had once been an enormous rotating mass of gas and dust. Name this hypothesis about the origin of the solar system.
We'll try Ellie from Team 2.
The Big Bang.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Team 1, I'll give you a few seconds to try in. Anybody want to try it? Time's up.
The nebular hypothesis.
All right. Well, you did bring the tough questions. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores, announce the winners right after this, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge. Announced today's winners. Thank our sponsors. We had two teams from South Haven competing, and by a score of 160-50, it's Team 1 from South Haven. Congratulations to both you guys from South Haven, all the contestants and players from South Haven. And thanks for joining us here for Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, and South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as River Valley and Cassopolis go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.